There's a lot of pop science out there suggesting that messy desks belong to creative people. Let's take that idea deeper and examine whether messy ideas and experiences can foster strokes of brilliance.
It is the theme of a new book titled Messy, The Power of Disorder to Transform Our Lives. And author Tim Harford joins us to talk about it. Tim, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Before we get specific here, can you broadly explain why obstacles or disorder can ignite new and unexpected ideas?
The straightforward explanation is if there's an obstacle in your way, you have to find a different way. And then when you're looking on this different way, you're exploring this different way, you may find it was better than the route you were planning to take all along. Like London Underground strike shut down many of the underground stations. What economists found after examining the after effects of the strike is that many of the commuters who'd been forced to find new routes to work, they stuck with their new routes. They actually liked the routes that they'd discovered. So these shocks can actually help us find different solutions.
Music is a recurring theme, and you talk about other jazz and pop artists who faced enormous obstacles, sudden changes, or even manufactured some to try to create something new. Why were their outcomes so exceptional? And can you fill us in a little bit?
It's very easy to get stuck. It's very easy for your skills, however refined they are, to become cliches. And so that's where the obstacle or the randomness comes in. The wonderful things I managed to do while writing the book was to interview Brian Eno. Brian Eno, great ambient composer, producer, worked with U2, Coldplay, Paul Simon, and most famously David Bowie on three of Bowie's greatest albums. And what Eno told me was that he would systematically try to disrupt the working patterns of the musicians he was working with. He would draw cards with random instructions on them, for example. And the musicians hated this. They really hated it. They hated Eno. They would hurl beer cans across the studio in frustration. But the results were albums like David Bowie's Heroes. And then decades later, the musicians who worked on those albums would say, actually, Brian was right. He had a point. We didn't like it, but actually it made us better.
You mentioned getting stuck, and it is natural for us to stick to the tried and true, color within the lines, keep clean and tidy. Why is that detrimental?
Sometimes it's not detrimental at all. If you're a librarian, you need to know where your books are. And if you're a surgeon, you need to know where your scalpels are, where your instruments are. So it's about finding the appropriate time and place. But the argument of messy is that we often don't judge that very well. We often value the superficial appearance of organization, whereas actually we're not really coping with the situation at all. If you think about the flow of email into your inbox, hundreds of emails a day, one approach is just to say, that's okay, I'll just reply when I can, and if I can't find an email, I'll search for it. Another approach is to say, everything needs to go into a folder. Everything needs to have the right structure. I must get my inbox empty. Well, we have great data on this, so studies of people trying to find emails. And it turns out if you're trying to find your email, you shouldn't bother with a complex folder structure. You should just use the search bar. The structure of the email is inherently messy, and your organizational attempts won't get on top of it. And so you just shrug your shoulders and use the search facility instead. Works much better.
Hey, Tim, what advice do you have for listeners who are really terrified of tossing the rule book aside and doing things differently?
The hardest advice for me to take, I have to say, the piece of my own advice I find it hardest to take is to get out and meet new people, different kinds of people, because I'm a shy person myself. But the evidence is overwhelming that when you're trying to solve creative problems, teaming up with somebody who has a different kind of perspective, different experience, who's coming from a different place, it's incredibly helpful. There's an amazing study, though, that I report on in the book that we just systematically are in denial about this. So we say we want to meet new people and we hang around with our friends. When we do work with new people, it helps us solve problems, and then we deny that they ever helped. We deny that they helped us solve the problem, and they just say they made us feel uncomfortable.
Any final thoughts for us before we go?
My own advice that I've been trying to take is to allow improvisation as a parent. So embrace the mess as a parent. We've all been in this situation, or certainly all parents have been in the situation where you're on a schedule, you're trying to get the kids out of the door to school, and one of your children interrupts you with some crazy question about some crazy topic that just doesn't fit at all. And what I've been trying to do since I worked on this book is to stop and to say, you know, the schedule doesn't matter. My child has just asked me an interesting question, and I need to engage and have a conversation and sort of say yes, even if it's messy, even if it makes us late, because that conversation, that connection, although I've kind of lost control of the situation, that's what makes me a dad. That's what makes me a parent. And I can't do it very often, even if it's only once or twice a month. But every time I do it, I think, yes, this is messy, but this is being a better parent.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Tim Harford. We appreciate you being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Tim authored Messy, The Power of Disorder to Transform Our Lives.